You got me? Who's got you?
We're sitting on top of the story of the century here.
Doctor, could I have a word, please?
I believe in truth. But I'm also a big fan of justice.
Look, up in the sky! It's a bird!
It's a plane!
It's Superman!
Welcome to another episode of Krypton's Legacy, a Superman podcast. As always, I'm your host, Adam, and with me is my co-host, or one of my co-hosts this week, Steven. Steven, how's it going?
Yeah, going well, you?
Pretty good, thanks.
Good.
Now, the reason why we only have one of our co-hosts is because it's an emergency podcast, and luckily, Steven is in the Phantom Zone, a.k.a. the U.K., and he's on a different time schedule, so he can jump on a lot quicker and he's impromptu emergency.
Hey, we've had Brexit now as well, so we're officially no longer part of Europe.
So it is the Phantom Zone because you're in the middle of nowhere, neither here nor there. But the reason we're here today is because we have some big time. To quote good old President Trump, big, huge Superman and Lois news, the TV show, I mean. We've got two things, casting character breakdowns, because somebody got a hold of the script. It wasn't me, and it wasn't Steven. And
I wish it was Ryan.
And in addition to the casting breakdowns, we have confirmed brand new casting as of this recording. As we're recording right now, this happened. So
it's half the presses.
Let's get started with the breakdowns.
Yeah, so as we know, Superman and Lois is one of the... It's been picked up for early... well, not even renewal, is it? It's early... What do you call it when it's first getting picked up?
It's a serious pickup.
A serious pickup, which I was a bit surprised about because I wasn't... I thought they'd do the pilot and then pick it up, but... They've obviously felt so strongly about his pilot before they've even shot it that they were willing to pick it up. So I'm very, very excited. So this news came from a website called Prime Timer, which I've never heard of. Have you?
Not once.
But I'm pretty sure it's legit.
Well, we kind of know it's legit now because...
That's true. Yeah. So, of course, as we know, the show will star Tyler Hoechlin and Elizabeth Tulloch reprising their roles as Superman / Clark Kent and Lois Lane. And so the breakdown goes like this. So as the series opens, Lois Lane is still working at the Daily Planet, but Clark Kent has been fired following a massive layoff plan at the Journal. So that, to me, sounds like it's a we can't afford to keep you on type.
Yeah, firing. Basically. Yeah.
No, you've screwed
it's
up.
It's not you're useless at your job. You're fired.
If you spill my coffee one more time, Kent.
Yeah.
So how do you feel about Clark Kent not working Daily Planet? Because I know some people have got their knickers in a twist about it.
Well, I mean, look, it's a new development that we've sort of... I mean, it's a first. But really, spoilers for the current Superman run of comics... He was fired for all of 2 seconds, and then Perry hired him back.
Well, they rehired him as Superman, didn't they?
Right, yeah. with the full knowledge of his full identity intact, he rehired him. Yeah. So, I mean, he's technically been fired before in the comic. I think it's happened before this, too. It's not the end of the world. Probably at some point throughout the course of the series, he'll get his job back. But Lois is still there, so...
Yeah.
We're still going to get Daily Planet stuff.
Well, my thought was, what if he ends up either working at the Daily Star or he becomes like an independent reporter, like almost like Iris was at the start of In the Flash?
Like almost like a blogger like he was with Cat Grant in the New 52?
Yeah, then it could actually work out quite well, couldn't it? And he's writing his own stories and producing his own stories. So I actually think it's quite exciting. I think what some fans need
to
remember about
this is going to raise these two kids, right?
Exactly, yeah. He's been Superman a long time in this universe, so
yeah.
I feel like they want to do, you know, explore some uncharted territory, whereas we've had Lois and Clark. He started working for the Daily Planet in Smallville, so we've always seen that. We've already seen it, haven't we? So
yeah,
it's almost like they want to put a new spin on it.
Yeah. So, and look, it's a realistic development. Like, that happens in real life.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I mean, look at me. I'm getting very redundant from my job, and because they're relocating, so
yeah.
These things happen in life, don't they? So, his father Jonathan Kent is no longer with us, which is to be expected with Superman. Isn't it? His dad most of the time seems to be dead.
I think Jonathan Kent and the Waynes are having a competition of who dies more often.
Yeah, because in the Joker film, the Waynes died recently. They're like, hold my beer.
All three of them are in heaven. Hold my beer. Wait a minute. No.
However, Martha Kent is still alive and living on the farm.
Yeah.
So she's that's got quite... Which we already knew because he did talk about it, didn't he? Elsewhere. So you're obviously doing it up while she were having a holiday.
So. All right, Stephen. Let's take bets now. How long before we look online and see somebody campaigning to recast Annette O'Toole?
What, you mean cast her in this as Martha Kent?
Yeah. How long before we see that?
Probably, you'll probably see it now.
Yeah, it's probably as soon as we sign off of here.
Yeah.
If we log into Twitter, we'll see it.
I doubt that'll happen, but I won't be.
And somebody will start. Yeah, and Tom Welling as the ghost or as the flashback of Pa Kent. I'd be like, wait a minute, wouldn't that be kind of weird? Especially if you want Martha. Somebody's going, or if you want, what's your name? Annette O'Toole, Martha.
Yeah, yeah.
Somebody's got an Oedipus complex, and it's the guy suggesting. Well, not me, but because there's a guy. I guarantee you, there's a guy online suggesting that. You know that there is.
There will be, yeah. I think I know it will be as well. Yeah. So that's exciting. And obviously, anytime you get to see the Smallville Kent farm. The Smallville Kent farm.
Yeah,
and,
the Smallville alum, which is the farmhouse.
Probably in more episodes than any other person. apart from Tom Welling.
Well, you could argue that it's... It played a more influential part in displaying the mythos of Superman than in some cases Tom Welling did. So,
maybe.
Who knows?
Well, it came back as well in Elseworlds, didn't it? So
yeah,
the same
thing. You know what they should do? You know what they should do, Steven?
Cool.
During the off season when the show isn't filming, like why don't the owners of that house have tours? Of the house.
It sounds like it gets filmed on a lot, so I don't know if other movies and stuff.
And here's where Tom Welling put his red jacket, and this is where the blue jacket hung, and so on and so forth.
Well, yeah, but the thing is, the interior was never it wasn't actually inside the house, was it? It was that.
I know, but that ruins my illusion, which is you're ruining the joke. Stop taking everything
You turn up and you're like, oh, this is great, and you just hear a shotgun in the background, and they're like, you got 2 seconds to get off my property. I'm sick of you, Smallville fans.
You Superman fans are all nuts. You come to my house.
So. Clark and Lois have twins, Jonathan and Jordan, which we'll get back to later. And we knew that from Crisis on Infinite Earths with the great moment at the end where Superman was flying and he said,
"Yeah."
And his wife, she called, didn't she, and said something about, oh, it's the boys. And he's like, boys?
That was quite cool. You know, your sons, the ones you found?
Yeah, it was a bit of a mistake, that, but we'll... We talked about it, didn't we, in our crisis.
Yeah, imagine there's probably a cutscene where Superman calls Maury Povich and he's like, paternity test, get it done, I'll come on the show.
I won't go into descriptions of these two because these are the ones you have cast the news for, which we'll get to later. But the interesting thing about the description here that isn't on the other description is it says they don't know who their father really is yet and they may or may not have inherited his powers. That is very interesting because I didn't actually pick up on that first time I read this. So they don't know he's Superman. So a pair of glasses can even fall.
How does he pull that off?
Unless he's not been Superman for a while when it starts. Maybe he's hung up his cape, I don't know.
Or I got a better solution. Ma Kent bakes pies, and she puts Benadryl on the pies. So then the kids are like out of it or half asleep. And that's when Clark changes to Superman.
Sounds good.
I mean, come on. Listen, they've had Superman do some weird shit in the movies and TV. Like, I mean, Lois and Clark, wasn't he spying on Lois too? When she accepted the proposal of Lex, and then he went up into the Arctic and screamed, right?
And then, on the Lois and Clark TV show.
Yeah, and then in Superman Returns, we know he was leering outside her window.
I don't remember that in Lois and Clark at all. It's been a while.
Yeah, it was there. And then, you know, Man of Steel, he snapped next, but that's a totally different bug. And then BBS, he wanted to kill Batman and said nobody sees good in this world. So he's done some strange shit in the movies and TV. So you know, Martha Kent spiking the kids' pies wouldn't be out of the realm of
maybe not.
The company do crazy stuff.
Maybe not.
Yeah.
Lois's father, General Samuel Lane, is in the picture and knows about Clark. So that's interesting.
That's interesting, yeah.
Well, here's the thing. We had Sam Lane in Supergirl, so do you think they're going to bring back the same actor, or do you think they'll cast somebody new?
Well, I mean, if the guy's available, they'll bring... And he did a good job.
He did, really. He's played a lot of generals and other stuff. I think he was in one of the X-Men films as a general as well.
He's typecast as a general then.
Yeah.
No, but he was really good. Yeah.
So is the guy who played him in Smallville, what's he called? Michael Ironside?
Yeah, Darkseid.
Darkseid. He plays a general a lot of time as well. So
when Darkseid is your father-in-law, you know you're screwed.
Yeah.
but no, I'm intrigued by that, like to see that dynamic between Clark and...
Yeah, me too, yeah.
Yeah. Like, has he come to grips with that? Is he on good terms with Clark now? Because, hey... He's the father of your grandchildren. Like, kind of like, what's that relationship look like? That's gonna be interesting.
Yeah, I'd hope so. I remember on Smallville, they had that episode where he had a bit of a problem with Clark, didn't he? With Marion Lois, and then it came around, didn't he? Because Clark saved Lois and stuff. And I almost got the feeling he knew about Clark.
He didn't.
So I wonder if it'll be a similar dynamic to that, maybe. Yeah.
I
mean, I'd like to see that because Sam Lane tends to be a bad guy a lot of the time in the comics now, so it'd be kind of be cool to see him not be that bad, unless he does know and don't reveal the secret because of his daughter. I don't know.
Yeah, well, if you reveal the secret, you're putting your daughter and your grandkids in jeopardy, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, good point.
So, would you want to do that?
Plus, you don't want to piss off Superman, do you?
Well, ideally, you wouldn't, right?
It could be like whisper to him and go, look.
Unless you're breaking the fourth wall and asking like the audience or the writers, wait, which Superman is this? Is it the George Reeve one, the Christopher Reeve one, the Batman Ralph one? You know,
I'm not messing with this guy. You can turn back time.
the two Superboy actors, John Hines Newton and George Christopher. Or is it Henry Cavill? Because then you ask the problem, right?
No wonder kids don't know the dad's Superman. They probably don't even know what he looks like.
Yeah.
Lana Lang is also a big part of the show. She's a banker still living in Smallville with her husband, Kyle Cushing, a firefighter, and their daughter, Sarah, who's 14, and younger daughter, Sophie, who's 8. They are in a dark place. This is the bit that got me. Kyla's a drunk, and Sarah tried to take her own life a year ago. What the hell? couldn't Lana have just married Pete Ross?
Well, I mean,
I'm telling you now.
Isn't Pete Ross in jail for?
No, he got out, didn't he? He was.
Oh yeah, is he out?
Yeah, he's out now. He's been out.
Was it possession?
I think
he
went down for a few months. Yeah.
Possession of drug. What was it?
I think it was possession with intent to supply. I don't think it was.
Well, all right. I mean, so is that? I mean, really, when you're weighing your options, convict or drunk, which one do you?
So just before we go into the relationship aspect, the daughter Sarah who tried to take her own life, I almost wonder if they're going to do that because they're going to do that scene from All-Star Superman or something.
I was just going to say that. Great minds think alike. Yes, we're patting ourselves on the back. Look, I really think that they should pull that scene from All-Star Superman.
Yeah.
It is a fabulous scene, and it, without even having Superman's powers on display, it exemplifies why Superman is so great.
Yeah.
And I definitely think that it should be in there. I think it would be fantastic. So I'm an advocate for having that in there.
And I say just lift the dialogue, because that dialogue in that comic in that moment is unbelievable.
And when they do lift the dialogue, they've proven it works, because remember Man of Steel when Jor-El says, you know, they'll stumble, they'll race behind you,
yeah,
and all that.
Yeah, yeah.
That's from All-Star Superman, and it's great. Yeah. It's one of my favorite quotes of the movie. So I'm in full agreement. Yeah, I think it's the perfect opportunity to do that.
Yeah, I agree. I agree completely. Yeah, as you said, great minds think alike. So, what do you think about all the stuff with her husband? And
well, it's interesting because wasn't the guy that she went with to the prom with a drunk too?
In Superman 3.
Yeah, and kind of abusive.
Yeah, Brad. Yeah.
Right, so maybe this is some sort of a nod to Brad.
Should we just call him Brad?
and that's another thing. A lot of people are getting upset because, well, why didn't you call him Brad, or why didn't you name him something in the comics? And it's like, okay, but are we really going to rail on this show because they didn't use a comics character's name? I mean,
yeah, I've seen it everywhere. Oh, I've already had it.
Chloe Sullivan, to my knowledge, did not exist before Smallville. Doomsday was not Davis Bloom, and yet they did it on Smallville.
Uh-huh.
And it worked on so this is not the first time that the CW has created a character.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
The Superman mythos. So it's like, would it have been a cool nod that his name was Brad? Sure. Or that other the other guy from the Daily Planet that's an abusive jerk. What's his name?
Steve Lombard.
Yeah, is it Steve Lombard?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it would have been cool to have that nod, but yeah. Am I going to get bent out of shape because it's not there? No.
Was it really?
This is an alternate universe, and she married the guy that is the equivalent of the guy from Superman 3.
Yeah. It's interesting. He's a firefighter, though.
What's that?
He's a firefighter, isn't that? That's interesting.
Well, I mean.
So she's obviously got a type, hasn't she? If you get my drift.
Oh yeah, sure. The hero. But you know what? Look, I'm actually really excited that Lana's in this show.
Me too. Yeah.
Because I'm hoping the character gets some redemption after what Smallville did to her.
Yeah.
Which, contrary to one person's opinion, wasn't all that good. And again, no fault of Kristen Crook. Just the way
she's fine in like first two seasons. It's just after that she becomes a horrible character.
So I'd like some redemption for that character, and I hope she gets it. However, I hope it's not a case of they're putting her in there to create some love triangle between Superman and Lois and her, because she'll be leaning on Clark when she comes to the realization that yes, this guy that I'm married is a
and I hope there isn't like this tension between her and Lois, and I hope they like get on and stuff. I don't want them to be
like, why she should be. I'd like to see, instead of her confiding in Superman, whose first reaction is I'm gonna beat the crap out of this guy.
Yeah,
or I'm gonna scare the crap out of him so that he stops bothering her or stops assaulting her. I'd like her to confide in Lois.
Yeah.
And Lois helps her out by exposing him or something like that.
See, I almost wondered, are they also doing this so they can do like the early comics where he was like, he kind of did take care of people out, then he was like abusive.
No. Right, and I'm in full support of Superman doing what he can to scare the guy straight, or to get him out of the picture, or to get him to leave Lana alone. I just hope it's not a case of let's create this love triangle between the three.
Yeah. Another thing, because it doesn't actually say that he's a drunk. It doesn't say like he's physically abusive.
I thought it said he was abusive.
No, it doesn't. No, but I think you get that impression, don't you? Because if it's a drunk and stuff, but almost makes me wonder if maybe they're going to do like a redemption arc for him, and
could be
he's going to be inspired by Superman to become.
Could be, yeah.
So,
like I said, I just hope they don't do the love triangle.
It's interesting, though, that she's got a daughter who's 8, because I feel like Heart of the Wood probably wanted them both to be closer in age to the two boys, but maybe that's not the arc, the story
they're going for. Unless both boys are going to be competing for the attention of the one.
Well, I did think that. But although it sounds like she's just trying to take her own life.
The CW loves that kind of stuff.
Yeah. So, love a good love triangle, don't they?
If they gave both boys girls that are the same age, there's too much of an easy pair off there. They need that conflict that, you know.
Yeah. And then the last thing from this breakdown, Superman has an enemy in this version of the story who appears as the Stranger in the pilot. His true identity is revealed at the end of the episode. I know. Shall we give our theories on who we think it is?
The surprise villain?
Yeah, the Stranger.
Yeah, let's do it, yeah.
Do you want to go first?
I'll let you go first, go ahead.
Okay, so I've obviously said to Lex Luthor, which I know you don't necessarily think it is, but I'll explain my reasons for that. So I was chatting to you and Ryan on the... I was on Twitter or on the chat, I can't remember, about Superman Batman Generations.
It was on our chat, yeah.
Yeah, and I
we
said...
We have a private chat where we share spoilers and yeah. Stuff like that. Weird one. But anyway, yeah,
trade insults and all that, you know.
Yeah, more of that than anything else.
So in Superman Batman Generations, Superman's firstborn, he's exposed to gold kryptonite and loses his powers. Now Lex manipulates him throughout like the years and turns him against his father, and I almost wonder if they're going to do a story like this with Jordan and possibly have Lex manipulate. I mean, they could do it anyway. It might not be anything to do with his character. This is just a theory I've got based on nothing. As you could probably heard on this podcast, my crisis theories, pretty much none of them came true. So
you weren't batting a good average in that one.
No, I was not. No. So that was a theory I had, that it could be Lex Luthor, because it could appear as just the Stranger, and it's almost like a disguise. And then, I mean, I don't know what the problem is, because we haven't read the script or seen the episode. We don't know what this role is, but if it is a role similar to where he's manipulating Jordan, I think it could end up being like. So that was my theory on that anyway.
Yeah. I mean, look, they could still do that that storyline with Lex. Mm. I just don't see him being the surprise, quote-unquote, Stranger.
I know what you mean, because we've already seen him, haven't we? But again, because we don't know what happens at the end of this season of Supergirl, maybe it leaves Lex in a place where you think, well, it can't be Lex, and then it is, so...
I mean, it's possible. I just don't think that's the route they're going to go.
Can I tell you my second theory?
Yeah.
And then I'll let you talk. Possibly, I was thinking the Time Trapper from Legion of Superheroes.
Could be.
More because of how he works. He's very manipulative and, you know, likes to play. Like, he'll play the long game as well, won't he? So that was just a theory. Like, again, these are theories based off nothing, really. Just my own thoughts, what I'm reading, so... Yeah, so that was another one for me, the Time Trapper.
Right. So, for me, I'm thinking two things. I'll go with the lesser of my two theories. I think it could be Zod, because in the Arrowverse continuity, we're assuming that Zod is dead, correct?
Unless Crisis changed things, yes. Which, but, then again, it still could have done, couldn't it? Yeah, yeah.
But let's pretend that he's presumed dead.
Presumed dead, yeah, yeah.
And then he comes into the picture and basically could do exactly what you're saying that Lex would do.
Mm.
But Jordan doesn't know who he is, because how would he know who...
Yeah.
I mean, he doesn't even know his father's Superman, so why would he know who the hell Zod is, right? So
he's trying to say he's a bit dumb.
So for her to befriend and for him to befriend and sort of twist, you know, in a twisted way, mentor Jordan, that would be, calling him the Stranger would kind of have some weight to it, because Jordan doesn't know who he is. That's one option. and the, it would be a surprise to the rest of the characters, because the ones who know who Zod is think he's dead.
Yeah.
My other alternative, and I think this is more likely, is that the show might take inspiration from the Mr. Oz storyline from the Rebirth era of the comics.
Okay.
Where there was this mysterious character, Mr. Oz, causing all kinds of chaos and mystery and shenanigans in Superman's life. And it was revealed to be Jor-El. Time displaced kind of Jor-El.
All right, okay.
With you've never read the story?
I don't think so, but
spoilers.
Is there anything to do with Rebirth where he comes and takes Jonathan?
Yeah.
Ah, also Crisis could have made Jor-El alive, couldn't it? Because
yeah.
As we've seen on Batwoman, there's two.
Or displaced him or something. Yeah.
I like that.
I kind of think that it could be. That's what I think it is, and. Think about it. Instead of calling him Mr. Oz, they could call him the Stranger, or that's who he could refer to himself to.
Yeah.
Jordan and or Jonathan, whichever one he chooses to.
Well, even if he does, we don't know, do we?
Yeah. We don't even know, but I think that could be a plot point. And it would certainly shock Superman and Lois, because, again, to their knowledge, Jor-El is long deceased.
Right. I like that.
Those are my two theories.
Cool. Better than mine.
You could both be wrong, as Steven said in the chat. And who did you say, if we're wrong, who it could be?
Oh, Gus Gorman.
Yeah, you never know.
Who would the cast as Gus Gorman today?
Sam Jones III. Smallville alum. Come on.
Oh, my God. I was thinking more like...
He needs work now, doesn't he?
I guess so, yeah. I was thinking more like Chris Tucker or someone. So, we have casting announcements for the Super Sons, just going off the back of that. Yeah. So, Jordan Elsass has been cast as Jonathan Kent. I assume it's Kent, yeah? They didn't say that not, did they? And Alexander Garfin has been cast as Jordan Kent. So these are the twins, and there's a little description here. So Elsass Jonathan is a clean-cut, modest and kind-hearted with an awe-shucks attitude that somehow doesn't seem dated. He's also the one that's apparently an all-star athlete and all that, isn't he, the football player, which if you look at the two pictures of him, he does look like that kind of guy. So, and Garfin's Jordan is wildly intelligent. What did you say? Pronounce that word again. Mercurial, is it?
Mercurial, I got it.
But his mercurial temperament and social anxiety limits his interactions with people, and consequently, Jordan prefers to spend most of his free time alone playing video games. It's interesting about the intelligence thing with Jordan. I didn't pick up on that first time I read it.
You thinking it could be some sort of nod to, like, Brainiac, or...?
Well, maybe, just something. Just
mind you, Jor-El was a scientist, so he wasn't an
idiot. Which would make your Jor-El thing quite good, because maybe Jordan is more like Jor-El, and he's got she's got like that smart, you know, that science mind, whereas Jonathan is more like the football player type, isn't he? And the more, maybe a bit more like Clark was in the Byrne era.
And let's say if one of the kids is born with powers automatically, he just doesn't know he has them yet.
Yeah.
And then when they start to develop the other kid, let's, for the sake of argument, say it's Jordan. Because when you look at the two actors, one looks like a Superboy or Superman of the future. And the other one looks like...
So from a Tim Burton film?
No, he looks like a normal, average kid.
I thought it looked a bit pale. See, I thought the other one reminded him more of the skinny Superman from Flashpoint, to be honest.
Okay, the one with the reddish hair, which is Jonathan, right?
Yeah.
That looks like a Superman to be. Like
Yeah.
The other one, to me, it looks like, again, this is not a knock on the kid. It looks like an average teenager.
Yeah. He looks like someone who would spend his time in stores playing video games, because he's quite, like I said, he's quite pale, isn't he? And stuff.
Right, well, he's got some rosy cheeks. Yeah, he could try some. I mean, we're analyzing a picture of a kid, and that's getting weird. But No, the point is, let's assume that Jonathan has powers automatically. They just have to develop and blah, blah, and the whole nine
yards. Yeah, yeah.
And then when they start to develop, this other kid's like, assuming that they realize what's wrong with us, and then their mother or father says, by the way, your fault is Superman. And after that whole revelation, the one whose powers aren't manifesting starts to try and pull some, you know, heat vision or running really fast.
That's right. I was thinking that, yeah, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If he doesn't have those powers, what if Jor-El comes around and says, well, you know, I'm gonna mold this one into the way I see fit. Because mm-hmm. Jor-El's whole thing in that story arc is Superman is doing things wrong in terms of the way he's choosing to use his powers and protect his family, and also in the way he's mentoring his son. So Jor-El's motive is, I'm going to show him how it's done how to do things the proper way. And this mm-hmm. So if he goes about it that way, then it would make sense that one of them doesn't manifest powers right away. So this way, Jor-El can manipulate and sow the seeds of discontent with it.
You mentioned about the possibly Lois telling the kids that the dad's Superman. Do you remember the scene in Smallville where the first episode where Jonathan tells Clark who he is, and he's from Krypton, he's from another planet and all that sort of stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
What if they kind of have a scene like this with Lois and Clark with the boys, and maybe maybe Jonathan takes it a bit better than Jordan, or vice versa, and
yeah,
it would be quite interesting, couldn't it?
I would love that homage scene, because again, for all my you know, comments and joking and I've said it once, I've said it 1,000 times. When Smallville got it right, it got it right. So.
Well, I think we both agree as all the pilot is one of the strongest episodes of Smallville, and.
Oh yeah, it's up there in my top. But yeah, for sure.
Yeah, you know, there's a lot. They do a lot right, don't they, in that first episode? So.
Yeah. 90% of it.
Yeah. So yeah, have you got anything else to add on all this before we wrap up?
Look, I don't know who these kids are. Like, I've never seen them before. So it's like I can't comment on their acting, but you know, what is it? David Rappaport casting at the CW has never done anything wrong in terms of casting, at least the principal actors on each show.
Yeah.
So I'm immensely excited for this. I can't wait. The ball is rolling. Before we know it, the pilot will be filming, and we will be up and away.
Yeah. So do we want to kind of announce what our plans are for the show?
Yeah. Well, we're going to review it regularly.
Yeah.
The only decision that we're still sort of making, and we'll see how it develops over the summer. But we're either going to do weekly or more likely bi-weekly reviews.
Yeah.
Because the scheduling, you know, I want to keep these guys refreshed and not burned out. You know, they might get sick of me, so I want to keep both of them fresh. So I think, and plus to coordinate all our schedule, I think bi-weekly would be better.
And plus these would be shorter episodes, wouldn't they, as well? They wouldn't be.
Right. And so, but what we will do is what we will do, like we've done for most CW Teen Titans Titans or whatever the show may be, we'll always do the pilot individually, first episode.
Yeah.
And so then from there on, it'll be every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So that
sounds good.
That's ideally how my plan is right now. Okay, we'll discuss and work it out over the summer, so that when the show does premiere, we'll have that all sorted out.
Yeah.
But what I was thinking of over the summer, because we're going to do a build-up, because we're all three of us are excited for the show, we're going to do a couple of things. We're going to review the pilot episodes of the main Superman shows that we've had already. So that includes Adventures of Superman, the George Reeves show. We're going to do Lois and the Superboy series. Yep. We're going to do Lois and Clark, The New Adventures of Superman. We're going to do Smallville, and I think that's it, right?
Yeah, that's them all, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So we're going to do all the pilot episodes for those in the lead up to Superman and Lois's premiere. And we're also going to review certain comics where Superman has a child or children.
Yeah.
As a way to lead up to the show as well. So that's what you have to look forward to. And then again, as casting continues to break, we'll have these breaking news sort of episodes to keep you updated. But that's the plan.
Yeah.
But awesome. That brings the episode to a close, I think, Steven.
Yeah, that's us.
But if people want to continue talking Superman and Lois, or Superman, or Batman, or whatever you want to talk about, you know, where the Royals are moving to, where can they do that?
Where the Royals are moving to. yeah, you can follow me on Twitter at SteveBob1984.
And if you want to follow me, it's Adam_LeafsFan. And then there's the Facebook group, which is the Multiverse Musings Podcast Network. Go there. Either Ryan, Travis, or myself will add you, and we can continue the discussion there. You can't talk with Steven there because he's not on Facebook, but the rest of us are there, and you can talk to us there. Until then, we want you to look up in the sky and stay super.
So stay long. Super. Oh, sorry, I cut you off.
It's okay.
General, would you care to step outside?